It's Thursday night, and a dozen people are milling around the city council chambers at Unalaska City Hall. Around the room, a handful of representatives of the Federal Minerals Management Service are explaining maps, handing out documents, and answering questions. One of them is Jeffrey Lohman, the agency's deputy regional director.
You can see from looking at the map, this lease sale outlined in red here encompasses these pink areas that were leased during lease sale.
What Lohman's pointing to is a 5.6 million acre area in Bristol Bay that's slated to be leased for oil and gas drilling in 2011. He and the other MMS staffers are in Unalaska as part of an information gathering process for the project's environmental impact statement. Parts of this area were first leased for exploration in the 80s, before a presidential moratorium blocked drilling in Alaskan waters. But that moratorium was lifted by the Bush administration in 2006, and now Shell Oil is keen to develop the area. But the proposed leases overlap with some of the most important fishing grounds in the region, and Lohman says the agency is paying attention to those concerns.
We'll be taking into account a lot of competing interest in this area, a $2 billion annual commercial fishing industry, probably the world's best sport fishing, a considerable amount of subsistence activity goes on here. There are 6 wildlife refuges. There's a number of threatened and endangered species to consider, and the list just goes on and on and on.
The communities that will be most directly affected are east of Unalaska, along the Alaska Peninsula and Bristol Bay. Some of them are part of the Aleutians East Borough, where local officials support the exploration. This wasn't always the case. Borough Community Development Director Sharon Boyette says they opposed drilling in Bristol Bay the first time around in the 80s. But since then, salmon prices have fallen, while the cost of diesel fuel has skyrocketed. At the Unalaska hearing, she says the local government now supports the plan, hoping that drilling can revive a flagging local economy.
Residents whose only opportunity for earning a living is commercial fishing, and they can't make ends meet anymore.
Natural gas development in Bristol Bay would mean heavier traffic on the already crowded shipping routes that pass through the Aleutians. And since the freighter Selendang Ayu wrecked and spilled oil on Unalaska's coast in 2004, residents of the area are well aware that more traffic usually means more accidents.
More comment sheets. And you're welcome to take some if you know people who might want to send in comments.
At one of the tables in City Hall, MMS Fisheries oceanographer Kate Wiedemeyer talks with Unalaska resident Jenny Jacobson.
Oh, they could take them there too. We weren't able to have...
Jacobson subsistence fishes for salmon and crab in the waters off Unalaska and Sandpoint. She says she still wants to learn more about the proposed project, but she remembers the Selendang Ayu, and she's worried about what could happen to the local fisheries if something were to go wrong.
A lot of it affects our whole lifestyle. I mean, there's a little saying that I like, it's subsist to exist. I subsist to exist. You know, it's part of who I am.
Others in the area are looking for the upside of heavier traffic. Joe Bereskin, the mayor of the nearby Aleutian Island village of Accutan, says he believes that preparing for an oil spill response could become an economic opportunity for his community.
We're hoping, along with probably Unalaska, that, you know, if there is some response capabilities, that Actan might be a good choice, because we're right next to Unimak Pass, right next to the shipping lane. So in that regard, I think we're hoping to help store response equipment or stuff in that regard.
The MMS hopes to begin drafting its EIS for the project in 2010 and is expecting lease sales to begin the year after that. But that's according to the plan laid out by the Bush administration, and Lohman says things might be different under a new president. In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.